Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Monday. So it's Christmas season, and Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas to you, man. Merry Christmas to you. And yeah, I know a lot of us aren't still, I mean, I've tried. Yeah, a lot of us still aren't excited about Christmas. And it's okay, guys. It's okay. But I remember talking to somebody and they're like, man, like, the only thing that they're looking forward to this Christmas is the thing that has been the most consistent to them over the years, and that's been like just spending time with family. And you know, they talked about, you know, how it's great to just be home. And yeah, like, it went into this long conversation about family and how it's beautiful to be around people who love you. And I know every family is not like that. Every family is not gonna be there and support you, but when you do find that family, it's amazing. But I think it just really had me thinking about love and what good love looks like. Was having a conversation with somebody about being properly loved does to a person. If you're properly loved by your family, your father, your mother, your cousins, your auntie, your brother, your sister, like, if these people properly love you, and like, if you have a circle of friends who like just genuinely love you, and I don't mean, oh, we hang out together. I don't mean, oh, we in the same class. I don't mean, oh, that's my roommate. I don't mean, oh, we go eat together. No, I mean someone who, I remember someone summed it up as, you know, being with people who love you. And essentially just loving someone is wanting the very best for them in every single situation and willing to fight for them to get the very best and for them to become the very best version of themselves without thinking about what they can do to you, for you, actually not to you. And yeah, I feel like it's the older I get. Ooh, that makes me sound really old, huh? But yeah, the older I get, the more I realize that, like, that's difficult to find. And it's not everyone who gets to find it. And for those people who have, man. But yeah, like, a lot of you, if it really came down to it, the people that you call your friends would not show up. And you know it. For some people, unfortunately, even their actual blood relations wouldn't show up. And that's not a, yeah, it's wild. But like, being around people who love you and truly support you, care for you, fight for you, and not just fight you, but fight for you and make sure that you are the best version of yourself, I feel like those people are important. And so this Christmas, I'd say, pick up your phone. Text them. Some of you, your parents have been there every step of the way, and they've tried to support you in the best way that they could. They might not have done it the way you would have wanted them to, but they tried. They tried. Talk to them. Some of you have friends who, man, they didn't do every single thing that you would have wanted them to, but they tried. And I feel like sometimes we mistake someone's 200% effort for someone's 5%. There's a friend of yours who, even when they're broke, tried their best to make sure that, yo, man, let's eat. Let's go grab some kachiwaya or something. Let's go grab something. Let's eat together. With the very little money that they had, they tried to make sure that you were eating. And that is their 200%. But there's someone now you're hanging out with that friend who takes you to fancy restaurants, but they don't really care about you. But they can give you that 20%. That 20% is, hey, let me just take them to eat. And we need to get to that place of like recognizing the difference between these two and like figuring out, yo, who's giving me 200%? Who's there for me? So yeah, like Christmas, talk to the people who love you. Legit, just pick your phone up. Talk to the people who love you. Some of you need to just visit some people. Some people that you haven't talked to in a while. People that you've been ignoring because they are not as cool as your other friends. You need to talk to those people. Talk to the people who's given you 200%. That's my only mission for you guys this Christmas. Talk to people who genuinely have loved you. Do you know these people? Can you think of these people? Give me your feedback. Chimtc, Chimtc on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that we can all get to this place where we can experience love. And it's Christmas. What better love than the Father sending his Son to die for us? That's what Christmas is all about. Celebrating Jesus coming back. Coming to earth. Not coming back. But Jesus coming to earth. Becoming man. And essentially doing it just so that he can show us love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So yeah, man, lean into love, man. Protect your life. I'm out.